The Vikings U.S. Bank Stadium was built with bird-killing glass despite how many of us tried to persuade them to build it of a safer, more energy-efficient material like the glass in the new Dallas Cowboys Stadium. A lot of our own houses are also built with bird-killing glass windows, but it would be prohibitively expensive to put in all new windows. This week, I talked with Jeff Akopian, a Pennsylvania engineer who invented a reasonably inexpensive yet very effective solution for protecting birds from window collisions. To learn more about his Akopian bird savers, which he nicknamed Zen Curtains.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Laura. We actually call them Zend wind curtains because when they blow in the wind, it's got kind of a calming effect on people.
Well, that's even cooler. Did you have any personal experiences with bird collisions that made you motivated to do something about the problem?
Yes. Back in the early 1980s, we had birds that were hitting our windows at our house, our home in Pennsylvania. And it was really very distressing to us. It seemed like a lot of the birds we saw dead were interesting species as well, which is even more distressing. The rarest bird that we ever saw was a yellow-billed cuckoo. I never even knew they existed here. This was when I was, in my teens. And we saw this dead bird. It looked so strange because we had never seen one alive. And we've also had thrushes and juncos and cardinals, you know, this typical, any bird that flies around. We figured we want to fix this problem, and I don't know if you remember back in those days, they had these beaded curtains that people would hang in their doorways.
Oh, yeah, Rhoda had those in the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Right. So what we did is we took those beaded curtains apart, and we hung each of those strips of beads about 4 inches apart on the windows outside, and that worked. It stopped the birds from hitting the windows. And so those beads lasted for many years, and finally they started to deteriorate, and we couldn't find those beads anymore, so we hung thin bamboo poles, and that worked as well, but it looked horrible. And finally I got the idea to hang paracord, which is parachute cord, and that works very good, and it looks very good, and it's easy to do.
I'm curious how you even thought of parachute cord. I mean, do you have experience with parachutes?
Well, actually, yes. Back in the 60s, my dad used to parachute. He was one of the first people to do sport parachute jumping.
Well, it was...
All I know is I wanted to put something there that would replicate the beads and replicate the bamboo poles, and it seemed like parachute cord would be good if it worked because it's supple, it lasts long, and it looks good. People who haven't actually seen bird savers, they hear the words cords on the window and they think, oh boy, that's going to look horrible. But then when they actually see bird savers on a window, their opinion changes because they look so good and they don't really obstruct the view out the window. And people can do it themselves if they want to. We actually give DIY instructions on the bird savers website on how to do that. But I know a lot of people won't want to make them, so we will make them for people. But really, the idea is just to get the message out there that this can be done easily.
So describe what's involved. How close together are they? How long are they? How do you suspend them from the window?
Well, we put them about 4 inches apart. 4 inches is a good number. And the ones that we make stop about an inch and a half or so above the bottom of the glass. So it looks nice. You can see the bottom of the cords. And there's various ways to attach them at the top and various ways to attach each individual cord. I actually know someone who wrote me an email from Sweden. They made bird savers, but they put curtain fixtures on the outside of the window. So at certain times, they would roll them back just like a curtain. So they did that with bird savers.
I have a link to birdsavers.com on my blog, along with photos of windows with Zen wind curtains. I asked Jeff what he most wanted us to remember.
There's a lot of people that don't care if they kill birds at their windows. That I know. But I also know there's a lot of people that do care. I really want people to know about bird savers. It's such a simple, elegant, aesthetically pleasing, and it's inexpensive solution to a major problem. I just don't know of any other solution like that.
That was Jeff Akopian, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.